Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Welcome to AppleViz Unleashed for August 2018. And with me today, I got Mike Malarcy. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. You having a good month?
Yeah, and it's not hot outside. I went on a walk this morning. It was like 65 degrees, and I couldn't help but love it. So I'm ready for the fall.
And then over here in this corner, we got Mr. Randy Resnack. How are you doing, buddy?
Just fine.
Godlike Randy over there. I understand that Randy got himself a new toy.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Those that don't follow me on Twitter, I've been asking Randy. I said, oh my gosh, tell me about the Roomba. Is it accessible? And the answer is...
Uh-huh.
Well, give us a little more detail. I mean, so on the iOS app, can you control it from the app?
Yeah, not only can you control it from the app, but you can control it from the Google Home or the Mini or the Echo devices, the Alexa. So you have all kinds of interesting things. If you really want to hear more about it, can I give a shameless plug?
Yeah.
Okay, then download our newest podcast, Accessibility Moving Forward, and we'll hopefully get it done, in just a few days, because we are slated to get it going here real soon, either the end of this month or the beginning of next month.
Oh, I'm definitely going to check that out. I really am, because I'm curious. I would love to, I'm eating some crackers, and then I'll drop it, and I'll say, oh, Mr. Roomba... Come please.
Well, I actually get exercise when I use it, believe it or not, because I run from it. I mean, it goes at a pretty good clip, and sometimes it'll follow me into another room, like I'll be ahead of it, and I'll hear this, and I'm going, oh my God, I got to get out of its way.
Your poor dogs. I can imagine your dogs just running frantic.
You will hear it in the background. Border Beagle Collie, the first time he heard it, it was in the other room starting up off of its dock, and he was okay until it started rolling into the living room, and it was like, roof, 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 roof.
Well, I'll tell you guys something. I bought a purchase of myself. I got a new Ring doorbell. I spoke with Mr. Randy here. I said, tell me all the cool stuff about the Ring. And you know what? I absolutely love this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I will say it's between 80 to 90% accessible on the
right.
On
the price. Yep.
But it's doable enough that you can do what you need to do.
Yep.
The most important things, anyway.
Yep. As I told you, since Ring has been bought by Amazon, purchased by Amazon, I don't know if bought is a word.
Button.
Who's sure. Got the button? Anyway, I'm sure, be accessible through the A-Lady. I know it is through the Show, which is a device with a screen, or the Cube, which is a device that has a screen utilized by your TV. In other words, it's not a little screen. It's hooks up through your TV. So you can monitor that way. But I want audio, man, and I'm thinking that they're going to have to do something like that.
I do have audio on mine. On the version that I have, I can pop on the audio and listen to outside, so I can talk to them and say, hey.
Well, sure, but not on your Echo, though.
Oh, gotcha. No. The version I have won't work on the Echo. Yes, you have to get the Ring Pro and the Elite to be able to get to your Echo Show. So you got to have some bigger upscale just than the standard Alexa that I have. So that's not going to work. But overall, I've been happy with it, and it is pretty cool to have. So that's.
Did you get the module, the Ring module?
I did.
Good.
I'd even put that choo-choo. Because Randy told me to put the train on, so it'll just sound like this huge locomotive choo-choo.
It's loud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really loud. I enjoy it very immensely, and I like it the fact that if I'm not at home, I can check it. My wife can check the video out just to make sure things are okay. One of the reasons we got it was because there's this guy who's been going around in our neighborhood taking pictures of the cars, inside of the cars.
Here's a great scenario. Not only can I monitor who's coming up to the porch, but I can clean up before they come in with the Roomba controlling by the iPhone now.
You're like on one. Oh, see, you just need like the, what do they call that? On Android, the multitasking thing. Oh, wait, you could do that. Can you still do that? I haven't tried that in so long. You like split. You have one app on the left, one on the right. You need to have your vacuum controls on one side, doorbell on the other.
God, I don't know.
Just get everything done all at the same time. You used to do it on the iPad, which I haven't had an iPad in years.
This is almost to the level where you want this, Mike. As all the previous podcasts that we've been talking about this, you want a Roomba that would follow you around. So yeah, we're getting there.
Yep, oh, yeah. We're close. It just needs awesome speakers and a brain to be able to figure out where the best spot in every room is.
Well, it can see you, actually. It's got a camera, and it maps out the room. And if there's any humans or dogs in the way, it will, you know, zoom around them. But, boy, while it's zooming, it's kind of weird.
We'll make a firmware.
What's that old movie? Yeah. Batteries not included.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Martin Short.
Yeah, that's what it makes me think of.
Yeah.
Well, that is pretty good stuff. I like talking about this stuff, and I'm glad that you're enjoying the Roomba. I'm definitely enjoying my Ring.
Good.
And to continue on to our podcast, we are going to report to you a typical Apple fiscal report. Their third quarter fiscal report came out, and it was the best third quarter June report ever for Apple, reporting a 17% revenue jump. Is the fourth consecutive quarter that have seen a double-digit revenue increase, which is incredible. What's coming in at $53.3 billion. That seems to be the magic number, you know, 50-something mm-hmm. billion dollars. You know, nothing really new to report. Now, there was a few things I want to point out to this. I didn't want to get into the detail too much, just simply because it's all technical money stuff, but the interesting note, obviously the iPhone and the iPad is up, and which is a good thing, but the Mac, it took a beating. They are reporting Mac was down. It is down 15% from last quarter, 5% down from last year, and this was the fewest number of Mac they have sold since 2010.
I'm not surprised at all.
You know what? I was thinking that too. Some people say it's a touch bar. You think that's the deal?
I think it's kind of a combination of those things. Like them trying to, I mean, it's one thing on the phone to be like, hey, you have to use this charger now. Oh, your headphone jack is gone. When you start messing people's computers, like that, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, like if my desk is any example, I have a whole series of equipment in here. And if you were to change everything into one port, I'm not going to buy your computer because I have too much stuff that's not Apple stuff that I need to use here. And I just think all these new things that they're trying to make work on the Mac, people hate it. And I think this is a direct result of those changes.
Yeah, some people are blaming that. Some people are blaming because they haven't updated the spec for it. And obviously, you probably saw that last month, they increased the spec on it. But it sounds like all three is an issue. It's the one port, the touch bar, and the spec was down. So, my gosh, that is pretty bad news, I think. That's kind of the bad black sheep that I saw in this report. Do you guys use Apple Pay on a regular basis?
I do not. I haven't even used it at all.
I do.
You never used it?
Yeah, I use it.
I don't have any more money since I got the Roomba and some of this other stuff that I got. So.
Well, okay, Mike, you said you use it. Now, do you use your phone or your watch, both?
Mostly my phone. Okay. Just because I honestly forget that it's on my watch. Which is not great, but it's easy.
Yeah,
I don't use store it. Has it.
I don't use it that often. Simply because my wife is always usually
and
with
me. She controls
me,
all the money.
My allowance was small. I used all my allowance for the week. So I have to ask the wife, would you pay for that, honey? But no, seriously, she makes all the payments mostly. I have tried it a couple of times, but I haven't done it enough. But, you know, what's interesting is that in this report, they have showed a 60% increase of Apple Pay users over the year, which is, it's like 1 billion transactions just this year alone.
Good. It's probably only been in the last year that our grocery store here got it. Like, it's come into a couple of places that we regularly go. And now when we go to the store, I'm like, oh, get out of the way. Let me use my phone. Like, just because it's fun. It's way easier than dealing with stupid cards and stuff. So,
no, you're right. Because it's only certain locations. So, you know, like, okay, so I'll mention some people that don't support it. Target. We go to Target quite a bit. They don't support it. They're one of those people that will not ever bow down to Apple Pay or Google Pay for that matter. But there are two new retails here in the United States that are big. CVS, one of the people that have been holding back out, decide to accept the Apple Pay along with Costco. So Costco, we go once or twice a month. So that is going to be a great use. But you're right, Mike. It's just a matter of location and where you go to. Walmart doesn't accept it either. I mean, it's kind of like, my God, who takes it?
How about Kmart or Toys with Us? Do they take it?
They did, but they're out of business.
Oh, wow.
They're gone.
Yeah, so, Toys R Us is gone.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. I hope that they will accept it. And when I say Apple Pay, I mean the whole shenanigan that the Fitbit, any Google Androids, they can't use it either until we are able to use Apple Pay. So it isn't like the discriminating, you know?
Yeah, I wish there'd be more conformity to lots of things, you know, like Amazon and PayPal, because eBay's got it. You know, just a few things. I just wish they would come together right now over me.
It seems like it wouldn't be hard in, like, just to build the little sensor into all these card swiping machines. Like, they managed to put all those horrible chip readers in them. You might as well put in the little thing.
My understanding, all in the United States, that is, all the machines that you see nowadays with that, you know, with the new chip ID, if it has that, it will support it. It's just a matter of them turning
the companies. On. Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. But anyhow, back in WWDC, I believe it was in June, we were talking about how the Apple TV set-top box was coming to Spectrum. And so in this fiscal report, they have included Charter. So that is welcoming news. So Spectrum and Charter are now on board for using Apple TV. And if I recall, Mr. Randy did not like that idea, but it is getting closer. So at least one more big guy, which is what, Comcast?
Well, they already have their set-top boxes speaking, you know.
Right. But that'll remain to be seen if they get jealous, you know, with Spectrum and Charter having it, and they don't. But, you know, Comcast is the big one. I think that's number one. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're holding out just like everybody else with the Apple Pay. They said, nope, we're going to not use Apple TV. I don't know. We'll have to wait.
I'm really curious on what the Charter Spectrum deal is and how they're liking the whole infrastructure of getting the Apple TV incorporated now. Do you know, are they giving Apple TVs to blind individuals now and low vision?
I don't either. I have no idea. Just simply, well, first of all, it hasn't been rolled out yet. So when the fall comes out, I definitely will check into the Spectrum because that is in my area. It's, Charter is not, but I definitely will give them a call. That's a great question.
No, they won't. They won't know. I don't know who you're going to talk to, but they sure won't know.
Let me go. You just get one of these little devices. That's all I know.
Yeah. Oh, it's. I hate to be the doomsayer, but that's why I ditched them. They just. I'm not going there.
Tell us how much you really hate them. How much you really hate them. On a 0 to 10, 10 being the worst.
11.
11?
Yeah. I have been so satisfied with Dish, you guys. It's just a whole new world.
That's awesome.
And I know Mike is going, but I don't know.
I was actually waiting for you to continue singing that Aladdin song that you just quoted.
He's a cord cutter. Yeah, I know. So he wouldn't care. Yeah. And so am I. So I don't care either.
I'm free.
You're free.
I'm free.
Yeah, but you're still chained down to the internet provider, right?
Yeah.
That's where they're starting to stick us. Put more money that we owe on the internet than on the cable.
Yeah.
Like $5 for cable, $100 for internet.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. I've tried to podcast without the internet, but it's
I've heard
hard.
You from here. So, it's like, hello, everybody.
Yeah, it's difficult.
All people the way like from Salt Lake City.
It'll be neighborhood podcast. And one last bit of news came from the Fisker report. I thought this was really interesting. Tim Cook made this very specific. This was the most amount of beta testers they have ever had in an iOS beta test. So this, what is
you
this
know why, don't you?
200 million.
Well, everybody's been saying how good that iOS 12 is, and the people are going, I got to get it.
I want it now. That's all I've heard is good things, too.
Okay. Here's my pet peeves about this, okay? I know people in the past have always gotten the iOS beta because they want to see what's in it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Have you ever reported a bug once? If you haven't, you shouldn't be on the beta test.
That's with every beta tester. They shouldn't have a be in the they should not be in a beta testing program. No one should, unless they're going to help.
I mean, that's the whole point. And
that's why the thing exists.
So I'm really thrilled to death there's 200 million people that are beta testing. But I'd really be curious, out of those 200 million, how many of those has even reported one single darn
I'm
going to
say something really outlandishly mean right now.
Do it. Okay.
I have heard some people out there that can barely speak English that want to be, and I don't mean because they're foreign. I mean because, they're, for whatever reason, they just have a hard time putting two syllables together, and they want to be on the beta testing program because they want the latest and greatest, and they want everything to work well, and they just shouldn't be doing it.
That's why I don't anymore. I've done it in the past, and I got to a point in my life where I was like, I don't have time to do this anymore. I just need you to work. And so I quit doing it because I didn't want to be one of those people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll make one exception, and that is if you're experiencing major problems with iOS 11, for example. Okay, say let's just say you got some issues. Maybe the foreign language or whatever is not working great on it, but it does on 12. Okay, I get that. I'm okay with that. It's just all these people that go into it, all they do is just blah, 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 blah. The heck with the NDA, just talk about it and say, oh, it's great. And, you know what? I'll stop right there, too. I'm going to be like Randy. I'll just.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to do it, though, because maybe Siri will work. Just yesterday, I told Siri, call my wife. She said, which one? You have 7. I said, no, I don't. What are you talking about? I'm pretty sure last time I checked, I can't afford 7 wives.
I've heard about those Utah people.
I don't get it. It's like a phone knows.
Wait a minute.
And today, I told it, hey, call Social Security. He says, all right, you said Gary Smith, right? Like, no, that's not even close to what I said.
Siri, now, Mike, it is legal where you are, isn't it?
It's weird. I don't know how it works.
State level, no.
I don't know if it's one of those like don't ask, don't tell things. Like I've heard rumors of some places down the road, but
you know,
I don't hang out around them.
Outside the United States, there's always been an inside joke upon Americans that Utah folks have more than one wife. So there's a lot of reason for that, but I'm not going to go.
Maybe
into
that's
that
why you sound tired all the time and want to lay on the floor.
It's exhausting to afford all these people. I've never seen that, but there are lots of kids here.
Well, Siri still horribly makes horrible mistakes. Like, I have this friend of mine named Tim Awney, who does a really good podcasting and radio show hosting over there on the Bill Sparks website. And so I wanted to talk to him about a couple of things. I said, call Tim Awney. And they said, "Do you want to call? Do you want to call your girlfriend Tim Awney?"
your girlfriend.
So Tim answers the phone. I go, did you know you're my girlfriend now? He didn't know what to say.
You know, I learn something new about you two every month. This is great. So does our listener. So it's okay. So, you know, people are, and it's okay. So we'll just keep moving on.
It's not Apple, true, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. If you want to deny it, that's fine. I'm coming over to your house right now.
Take it to Twitter.
Apple has now achieved the $1 trillion club. They are now worth over $1 trillion. Now, let me put some perspective to this. This just blows my freaking little mind. I mean, okay, yes, I said it. I don't have a very big mind, but listen to this. That is a number one followed by 12 zeros. Holy smoke. That means Apple has enough money to buy 1 billion people iPhone 10s, the $999 version. 1 billion people can get an iPhone X, and they will still have $1 billion left.
Are you waiting for years, you guys? Are you waiting?
Yeah. No, right? I'm waiting for this because according to this, there's 325 million people living in the United States. And if they were to cut a check for every man, child, and children, it would be $3,076. So I'll take that. That way I can get three iPhone X.
That's so much. Like that, I can't even comprehend how much money that actually is. But even breaking down into those terms, like it kind of puts a number to it. When you think about how many people that actually is, that's a lot.
I mean, I was just thinking 1 billion people with an Apple. That's how much. Wow. And I was I was looking at one of my, of course, my favorite company, which is Disney. And they only make like, I think they're worth like $128 billion. You know how big Disney is? They own ESPN, and now they're going to own Fox and Marvel and DC.
Star Wars.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that is amazing. But now I got to put this news out. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm really disappointed with this information. In WWDC, we got the fantastic news about iOS 12 and what to expect. And the two biggest thing for me was the walkie-talkie on my Apple Watch and the FaceTime group. And guess what they did? Apple decided to put off the Facebook group. They're going to take it out of the iOS 12 release. So when it comes up to the public, to you guys, it's not going to have the option to do FaceTime grouping. I was like, oh, man.
Didn't you hear that, Mike? Is this the first time you've heard this?
No. I did. Yeah, no, I heard that.
So you're just being sarcastic now then?
Yeah, no. I'm just, I'm pretending like I'm one of the audience. Right. And I'm doing
sorry,
the bad
okay. Go, bad go.
I mean, what are your thoughts?
I'm upset too.
No, like, honestly, like, my heart's not breaking because I don't even know 32 people. But, like, it sucks because that is one of the features that I was really looking forward to.
You know, too. I mean, you could have us on FaceTime and we could do this, you know, on FaceTime.
Yeah. That's, I mean, all I need is, like, two or three other people. Just
honestly,
I wanted to use it.
Yeah, I did, too.
I love the feature. Yeah. Okay. So, like you, Mike, I get it. I mean, we're not going to use this as often as we think. But the whole point is, if you make a huge claim like this, and that was a big deal at WWDC, and then they go, well, we're going to pull this out, and it's to be announced later. It'll be out later this
So year. They're not giving us anything in return, right?
Nope. No date, no time frame. They just said later this year, as it said about the AirPods.
Well, maybe they're having problems with it like they did with the mat. You know, they couldn't get that working right. So,
you know, I get that. If there was technical services problem with that, I get it. But
I wish they'd just say that, you know?
Yeah. If you're
like, I don't know why that's hard for companies to just be like, hey, we really wanted to get this out. That actually has been causing more problems than
well, they
we
should.
Anticipated.
They should
so
put that out. Yeah.
That's
we have to read about this stuff through blogs and stuff, you know.
I know. Everything's all mysterious. And then you get like internal memos saying this is really happening.
I think it's ludicrous. I think it's crazy. I wish they'd be transparent with us. Hey, I get and I appreciate you made that information, but don't be so vague about it. Yeah. Just tell us.
Yep.
You know, it's not working as expected. That was a disappointing news. However, there were some new information. Now, we're going to play some speculation games here. This is my favorite. Every year, this time of the year, as I mentioned last month, we were going to talk about what we heard and what we think is going to come down for next month iPhone release. This is the part when I start drooling and start dreaming and start reading about things. But, you know, the sad part, when I first got into this business and start listening to all these just news about the iPhone keynotes, you never knew what was going to come out. But the last 2-3 years, it's been like once the news got it, man, it was pretty much what to expect. There may be a few surprises in there, but not much. So this year, as we could expect and we're going to expect, is 3 different types of iPhones. Now, here's the funny part. I kind of giggled to this, and I wondered about this last year when they called it the iPhone 10. I said, they're going to put themselves in a conundrum about the naming scheme for next year. And that's exactly what's going on happen this year, is that they have changed their name
so
many times.
It's going to be like
times.
The iPad.
Nobody knows what's going to call it. So for this cast, I'm going to call it what they think is going to be so far. Obviously, this is not official, but the lower end one is going to be iPhone 9, and the upper two is going to be the iPhone XS. So,
can you imagine trying to say that? What do you have? XS. You mean you've got an XS?
You have XS.
So is the XS accessible?
It'll be said as iPhone XS, really. Never said the X, but for those that don't know, the iPhone, if you look at the iPhone X visually, there's an X there. That's Roman numeral for 10. So I don't know why they call it the iPhone 10 when it's, I don't know. Anyway, that's what they decided to call it. But they think it's going to be the 10S. The big news is they don't know if they're going to keep the name for the 10S Plus. Are we going to keep the Plus name or not? What do you think? You guys think they should just dump the Plus and just say this comes in 2 different sizes?
Yeah. I'm sure they'll have some way to distinguish the two beyond that, I'm sure. But all of these names, they're dumb. Like ever since the S's and like, I get it, like the 4S, like early on when there was like one phone, sure.
So
one
we
phone.
Could,
yeah. But now there's so many phones, there's all these different. It's like looking at cars, like, oh, this is the X37-3. Like, I don't care what that means.
We could call them dumbasses. You know,
yeah. I want the 7-inch dumbass, please.
Look at the iPad Pro that come with 2 different sizes. You got the MacBook Pro that comes in different sizes. So they don't put a label to it. So
yeah.
I could see that working. And so with the 3 iPhones, we now have the 5.8, 6.1, and 6.5 inches. 6.5 is going to be the biggest size screen that Apple has ever produced. Obviously, the 6.5 is going to be the Plus size, and that is going to use the iPhone X or 10 mechanism. The only weird part that I saw, the 5.8, you would think that would be the iPhone 9, but it's not. The 5.8 is the middle tier, which is the formerly known as the iPhone 10, which will now be the iPhone 10S, and the 6.1 will be actually bigger.
I'm lost. I'm just lost.
I know. Okay, so
the iPhone formerly known as, wait, what?
All right. Put your brains together. 3 phones. All right. You got the smallest size screen, which is the medium tier, the largest phone, the highest tier, and the lowest tier is bigger screen size than the middle.
So you can't
one.
Even say it without laughing, you know?
Yeah. So I understand like I am tracking, but this also absolutely highlights the problem.
Oh,
you have to actually like really try to make sense of these names.
And well, here's what it's going to come down to for me. I would say, I really don't care about the size and all that stuff. I told my wife about, I said, you know what, honey? This is going to really screw you over this year. It's okay. So news is that the iPhone 9 is going to be theoretically $50 lower than any other device in the previous years. That's great. That makes it $699. Still pretty darn expensive, but down. And the smaller size iPhone XS will cost you $899. $100 more will get you the iPhone XS Plus. So they flipped it. So the plus side used to be $100 more than what the lower iPhone. So, and that's why my wife always got it. She loves the big size of the screen. She loves the battery life on it. A lot of people say that. Now it's a grand. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I mean, are you guys don't have the plus size, right?
I don't.
The plus?
Yeah.
I do. I didn't think about it. I had to think about what a phone I had for a second. Yeah, I have the plus. It's the 7S. Seven.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you going to pay? Do you think you will go for the $999? For some reason, you decide this is what you want to do. Or for the next year, for all we know, at some point, you're going to upgrade. Are you going to stay with the plus for that kind of a difference?
I don't know. Maybe.
Really?
I mean, honestly, the only reason I even got this one is because the battery life is even better than the little one.
Well, all right. So,
but that's not a good reason for a bunch of money.
I can charge my phone whenever I want. You know, I've got a wireless charger. I've got cables all over the house. So for me, and then when I'm at work, I can plug in. So, you know, it's just no problem for me to charge. And I'm sure really for you guys, it isn't really a problem either.
No. I'm like you, Randy.
Sometimes I go outside. Oh,
that's good. Well, I do too, but you know, like I don't stay outside for 15 hours.
Yeah. It's kind of like that Roomba with a lightning cord. You charge it as you walk around. No, seriously, you know, I really think it's going to put a predicament to people that formerly owns a Plus may want to shell out that much more money for their plus now. So that is going to be to remain to be seen. I think that might be the killer for some people. And I might just come back down to the iPhone 9. Of course, you know, the iPhone 9 is not going to have the OLED. So obviously for those who don't have vision, the OLED screen on the more expensive models, I don't see any benefits of that because they're all going to get Face ID. It's just a matter of they're all going to get the same chips. That's
where I was. Sorry, but what the hell was that?
That was my cat just fell off the desk.
God, leave that in.
I don't know what she took with her, but she's gone.
I think we should just leave that in because things happen. We should make a little announcement because that was funnier than hell.
The cat fell off. That is awesome.
I just walked across my keyboard. I was pushing all kinds of buttons and I walked behind the laptop and fell.
Well, it's real life. You know, that's what happens. All right. So my question to you, Mike, is since you've got the Plus version, how have you got a chance to compare the Plus speaker with the regular 7 speaker? Because I've played with the speakers on all of devices, and it's not a big game changer for me, but I think personally, and you know, maybe it's just my hearing, but I think the smaller phones sound a little better, which is just absolutely ludicrous. What do you think, Tom?
I've never done that. My wife has a Plus. I ought to turn it on and just compare the difference. Well, you know, that's funny because, again, that's us being blind. What's the most important to us? It is not the size of the screen. Some people will say battery. Yeah. Okay, I get that. And the others, like us, will say sound. So,
right.
Yeah. That is something I'll have to play with, but that is what is coming out of the woodwork, all the information. Now, here's a big question for you guys. You know, the past 2 years, we have dealt without the headphone jack. And that, we can't, well, in the box, it comes with a dongle.
Yeah.
That's a converter for the Lightning to 3.5. Let me ask you guys this question. If they were to stop giving you that in the box that you purchased with the iPhone, with something like fast Lightning charge cables, would you guys be upset with that?
Nah. I never use that thing. I don't care about it.
I do. I use it. Okay. I use it with my mixer. So I have to be really careful now. There have been times when I've dropped my dongle on the floor, or like I will catch it on something and drag it on the floor. I drag my dongle on the floor. Sounds like a blues tune. And I almost lost it, but I didn't.
Wow. Well, yeah, I get it. If you lose it, it's like, oh, crap. You know, you well, still need it.
Yeah, sometimes. If you use a mixer.
Now, guess what's the number one best accessories being purchased at Best Buy for Apple products? What would you think it is?
Dongles. Yeah.
Dongles. So the past 2 years, their number one seller is the dongle.
And probably because people use them all the time. Because they're
tiny. Okay, how much are they? Like about $19 or something?
No, I think they're $10.
Oh, okay.
$10.
That still seems like a lot for what it does.
It is. For a little 1-inch deal. But the fast charging cable, well, that's a lot more money. And that gets you to charge your phone a lot quicker.
How fast?
So the reason I'm talking about it is, okay, so it'll charge up to 50% within a half hour. So if I'm at 50% and I charge it, it'll be fully charged in a half an hour. If the phone's dead, it'll be 50% in 30 minutes.
Wow.
It's pretty nice. Well, pretend like I'm still here listening. I'm kicking these cats out before they wreck anything else.
That's still ridiculous.
Be very humane about it, though. We don't want any animal activists coming after us.
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. I think I would not be upset because I still have my dongle. I've got two of them. I've got, we're a two-household iPhone user.
See? So some people do, some people don't. And this is one of those, either you do or you don't.
What about you?
The reason I'm bringing this up is because rumor has it it's not going to include one this year. So if you open up your box with your new iPhone this year, don't be surprised if it's not in it. So that is something to see if that comes true or not. I think that's going to upset some people.
They're already upset anyway.
It just depends what they're replacing.
The reason that I'm saying that is because do you know how much conversation I've heard over the past like 3 weeks now that things are getting closer? People are upset about facial ID. They're upset about no home button. It's like, you guys, and I've said this publicly before, not here, but on other places, you know, they'll say like, would you, I'm not doing it. I'm not moving forward. Well, when are you not moving forward? It's going to happen sometime. I mean, I don't have a problem with my tablet. I have a Fire tablet and the home button is at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. How easy is that to find the home button?
Well, I understand some people reluctant to do it, but like you said, at some point, you're going to be forced to do it. Otherwise, you're going to go to a different brand.
Well, and that's okay. But they're also losing their home buttons on a lot of devices, you know? Yeah.
That is correct. So all three of these iPhone devices have no home buttons. And which we'll mention in a few minutes, the iPads are going to lose their home button as well. And that is going to be more than true for any devices, Google, Android phones, they're going to go that direction.
But the fingerprint reader is on the opposite side, so you can still open up your phone. I don't get the big deal of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say good riddance.
I don't either.
Care about buttons. I just wish they would change the gesture, like the whole slide your finger up halfway or the whole way, like that is mm-hmm. really funky to me.
Yeah, the gesture is something to get used to. I've been playing with it. It is hard to pick up. Some people said they picked up real fast. I was like,
Like I understand it, but especially after using Android, like that Android's 10 times.
But you have to admit something, you guys. We are seeing more gesture-based operations on our devices than we ever have before. Rather than virtual buttons, we're using gestures now.
True.
Which I agree. Thoroughly enjoy, because I hate if the less I have to look for a certain place to find a certain button.
Well, yeah, kind of. But like, I love where the back button is. You always know where your back buttons are.
Well,
I'm trying to think how often actually do you find the button itself and push it? I just gesture every time.
Do you really?
Yeah. Okay.
Huh. You use a gesture every time.
Like 99% of the time, probably.
Well, I think that'll come in. You know, we're old-fashioned. This is how we've been using it. And it's hard for me to change, but you're right. Maybe after some time I'm forced to use it, it's going to be okay.
Probably. No. I mean, that's how it always kind of goes, right? When things change, a bunch of people are upset because it's changing. But then when things don't change, people are upset because things aren't changing. Like, people are always mad about it. It's just
let me ask you guys this. Here's another rumor that's coming out. Now, it's more than likely not going to happen this year, but a lot of people are reckoning that it will become next year. Do you guys ever use the 3D Touch?
Not very often.
I think that's why Apple is reluctant to keep it around, because they've been talking for the past year. Apple knows a lot of people don't use the 3D Touch. I don't either. I'll use it every so often if I'm thinking about it, but they're thinking about removing it. So if they removed it, I'm guessing it's not going to hurt either.
No,
you.
I
don't have mine shut off, but nor do I use it.
No, I think the only time that I have is like Safari, where I'll just like tap, then like new tab, bam, we just go right to a new thing instead of. But I've probably done
if
that
you guys want to hear something like really ridiculous, maybe the way I operate my phone, but I don't use Safari either. I just go right to Google and use that instead.
Oh, you use Google Chrome?
What? Say that again?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I just use Google. I don't use Safari. I just jump right to Google and.
You're disgusting.
Do you use it because it's a cross space on your computer? Do you use Chrome?
But it's easier for me. It's just easier.
Interesting. Easier. That's why I use Safari, because I've
If you're a Mac user.
Like, I'm in the environment. So if I was more of a PC user, I'd probably use Chrome. Just
so am I still a jerk then? Or an honorary jerk?
I understand you now a little better. Running around that Fire tablet using Chrome. Yeah. What the heck?
You guys. All right. So over to the iPad.
My cat's probably thinking the same thing.
Like, Leave It to Beaver said, rat, rat, rat.
Now, down with the cat fights here. All right. Okay. So obviously, with the three iPhones coming out, we will definitely see some new iPads coming out. The iPad Pro is going to come out with the two different sizes as they've done last year. It's going to have no home button, Face ID, and here we go. Here it goes. No headphone jacks. Boom.
Hooray. And,
I'm not sure how people are going to feel about that. It's the same thing that they've done with the iPhone. Either love it or hate it, or you can get by with it. It's just
so. Having said that, who's going to upgrade? Or do you? I'm running an 8, and I don't remember what you're running an 8, Tom, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. The iPhone. I have an iPhone 8, and I have an iPad.
So, do you have
Mini,
any intentions on upgrading to something other than your 8? I don't.
I do. I am going to go to the iPhone 9, if not an iPhone 10. The only reason I say that, it's kind of disheartening, but my understanding in how they cut the price down on the value iPhone 9 is that it no longer has a stainless steel rim. It's going to be aluminum base, and then they're going to knock down some of the things. Like today I heard, and this really sucks, but the iPhone 9 has something like 2 antenna field or something like that. That tells you how powerful your phone will be able to receive transmission, Wi-Fi, and cell. And the larger phones are going to have a 4 field. So the antenna is going to be bigger and better. And I'm thinking, man, that might make a big difference, because I'm already dealing with dead zones and poor reception. So they're doing some cost cutting in there. So that is the things they're not going to tell you about, but the people that diagnose these things are going to tell you about. And so with that, I'm kind of lost on what to do. So that's going to be a pretty hard road for me. I'll be able to upgrade by the end of September. So if I can do it, I would do it, but I don't know which one I want. It just depends. So
why do you want one? I was just curious, because, you know, you really loved your iPhone 8 when you got it, and I still like mine. I don't see any reason to upgrade.
Pretty much the same reason for anybody else. You know, we went from the iPhone 7 to an 8. Was there really any reason? No. It got better processor? Yes. Really, does it offer anything different? No. I'm on the plan where I have the iPhone forever, so it doesn't cost me any difference if I were to get a new one or an old. So, and that...
You might as well in that case, right?
Yeah. In that perspective, if you're paying a subsidies payment every month anyway, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Now, for those that want to own the device straight out and sell it, I definitely would hold on to my iPhone 8. With the iPad, there is no way. I can't afford this iPad Pro stuff. Yes, there's the new iPad that came out earlier this year, but I've been hanging on to my Mini, and the sad news is it looks like the Mini is at the end of life. There will be no more Mini, just simply because the phones are getting so much bigger. They have a lower-end model of the iPad, so say goodbye to the Mini. So I don't know if you guys have an iPad.
We used to, but they keep getting broken. I've never been a big fan of them personally.
Yeah,
it's because it's too much screen for me. I'm like, this, where are the freaking buttons? Like, I feel like I'm searching for buttons constantly.
That's the number one problem I have with my clients. Is it's such a huge real estate. It's hard to do
that. Yeah, I don't like it. That's exactly why I don't. And then my kids steal it and watch Netflix, and then they drop it. That's how all my iPads are.
You exaggerate your swipes, you know? Mm-hmm. The Apple Watch, we definitely will get a fourth generation. So what they're saying is a 50% bigger display, but the same size as our watch currently it is. So the size you have now, the band and everything will work on it, but 15% bigger.
Oh, and I thought you said 50%. I'm like, how's it going to be 50% bigger with the same size? That's impressive.
15%? I guess because...
I thought you said 50%.
No.
I'm like holding in my hand like 50. Wow. But no 15, 15 makes sense.
15%.
Yeah, that I'm tracking.
They're going to make the bevel smaller. That's what I heard.
Yeah, so, give it a year or two and they'll start killing off the buttons. So don't get attached to the buttons on your watch, folks.
No. That's what I heard. You don't get used to that button. The buttons, my understanding, is going to be a kind of a pressure sensitive button. So the reason behind this is because they wanted to get more and more in the direction where it'll be waterproof. And that is why you may see some changes to the Apple Watch with the buttons. So it's not a physical button, but it's kind of pressure sensitive buttons.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I mean, with the tech these days, like, you would never know typing on the iPhone that it's not actually like a button clicking almost. Like it's just with the haptic feedback, it's pretty good. So if they implement that properly, fine. You probably wouldn't know.
Now, you both have the third series, right?
Yep.
No way you're going to move up to fourth, right?
Mm-mm. Probably not.
I didn't think so. I will typically say the same thing. I say that it takes two generations before it'll get me to move.
Yeah. Yeah, I came from the first one to this.
Well, I'm still paying for mine, and I will be for a whole another year because I'm on the T-Mobile plan, so I have another year to pay mine off. I don't know what would entice me to go on to another.
I think a lot of people are going to be in that boat now. It would be interesting to put those on the Series 2 if it's going to be a big enough jump. So we'll have to wait until the keynote drops, and we'll see what people have to say.
But just be mindful of one thing, Tom, and that is you and I will be talking on our walkie-talkie watches. That's what I care about.
You're darn right.
I will tell you this. I'll tell you right now. I have been using the walkie-talkie in the latest beta. It is fantastic. I've been using it with Michael. At first, I was kind of like, this isn't as good as I thought it'd be. But once I got to use it more and more and the beta came out, it is really seamless and it's kind of nice. Now, I will say it's not a whole lot of difference between that and an audio message and message. Yes, it takes less steps. And I almost prefer the audio message on the message. Just simply, I can review it. Because if you miss something, it's like a walkie-talkie. If you miss what they said, you got to say, what was that? So
the thing I don't understand, maybe, I don't know if you guys have seen anything. Why is it that those audio messages have such awful quality? Like everything else on the phone is fantastic. But those audio messages, they're terrible.
I don't.
It is.
I rarely do. I'll get them sometimes. But I'm like, you sound awful. Just write it. I don't understand it. Like everything else about this phone is great, except for that. It sounds terrible.
Got to save data.
That's not a good reason.
Well, you think about it. People that have data plans, it is going to be. But
I don't care about those other people. I just want what I want.
Yeah. What about me? What about my needs?
It would be nice to have an option.
I agree. Yeah.
That we want better quality and low quality. And for those that do care, put it on low quality. That would be nice.
Yeah, just like you have your settings for your music to stream over Wi-Fi or allow data, like all that. Stick it in there.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Yeah. Totally agree. On a serious note, there was a big kind of a bombshell for us for Apple this month, and it really kind of upset us a little bit. So I'm going to share the news with you. Here's the deal. We have always been on the Apple Affiliates program. Now, a lot of people don't know what that is. Every time we post or somebody posts an app on the site, you know, we always have a link that takes you to the App Store. And once you go to the App Store, and if it's a purchase item, obviously, you buy it, right? But that link is affiliate to us. And so we get paid 7% of that 30% share that Apple takes. Now, that was last year. We were able to get 7% of the funding. So that would go to run AppleViz. However, last year, they lowered it down to 2.5%. So that was a big hit. Now, Apple had decided to discontinue it, period. So that means we are getting less money income to support AppleViz. So it's big deal. And we have posting on the site, and we will post it in the show note, that we are really asking for people to help us out because all of us our volunteers, including Mike and Randy on the show. We don't do any sponsors. We don't hear any of that radio stuff like a lot of other podcast people do. And so we don't take any external money or get any kind of subsidies or anything like that from anything. So it is strictly run from the owner of David Goodwin. So he pays for the whole thing. But he was able to pay for a lot of it because of that affiliate program and other revenue generating options. But since we have lost We are asking our listeners and folks out there to spread the word. We really could use your donation. So if you can do a one-time donation or a micro donation subscription every month, that would be extremely appreciative because it'll keep the light on at AppleViz. And this is kind of a big thing. So I just want to put a shout out. I hate when I have to do this. I don't ever want to have to ask for money or donations because I just don't feel comfortable, and neither does David. But there's times like this because it is not cheap to run AppleViz the way it is. So anything we can get will definitely help us. So thank you. Okay. So some of the AppleViz news. I know you guys are not gamers, but there's a new game that came across this month. I want to showcase an app called Dusk. D-U-S-K, Dusk. It is a really unique game. It's a mind waster. It uses a haptic feedback to play the game. So like one of the game is a safe breaker or you're trying to break into a safe and you twist the phone. As you twist the phone, you can hear the click, 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 click. And then you get to the point where you think that's where that number is. It'll stop. And then you hear the safe go tink, tink. So it is kind of a fun game. There's lots of different mini games within it. And so it's been getting a lot of praise. And so a lot of people are starting to like it. It is a free app. So give that a check out. Now, I'm going to start wrapping this up with two tips of mine. Now, some of you guys may not even know this. I didn't even know this was in there. And when I was looking for it, I was like, I didn't even knew this existed. But have you ever noticed that you get short names for your contacts? So in other words, on mine, it just says Angela or it'll say Scott. But my problem is I will get to the point where I'll have three Angelas and three Davids, but I don't know which is whom. So you can disable that by going to your Apple settings, go over to the contacts, and then to the short name and double click on that. And then you'll see all the options. So you can say first name with one last name initials or last name with one letter first name, or you can do first name, last name, or full name. I did not know that
I didn't
even
either.
Exist. Did you get?
I had to use that once a long time ago, but I forgotten about it. I don't even remember why I needed that, but I stumbled across it and solved a problem. I think it might have been the same thing you were describing. I had multiple people with the same name and I was not sure which one was which.
Yeah.
But used it once and forgot.
Well, I have so many clients that it's on my phone. I have to keep on this so I right. know who's calling me. And I get a lot with the same last name. So I have to figure out, who is this? You know?
Yeah, it gets confusing when usually people in my phone, they have their regular first name, but instead of their last name, I'll just add in some other random. Like maybe it's the location I met them. It'll be like so and so.
I thought it might be something like something Tom like Jerk, Randy Dumbhead, or something.
Maybe. I have. Yeah, well, yeah, I won't get specific. I don't want to offend people. But
emojis.
No, I deleted that keyword. It's the best thing I've ever done. But no, unless it's somebody that like I know really, really well, almost everybody in my phone has something very specific about chicken soup. That's somebody's last name, like stuff like that. And there's reasons behind all of it, but it helps me keep it straight in my head.
No, I get it. I mean, we got nicknames for people, and believe it or not, that is an option too. You can give nicknames to people in contacts.
Oh, and that can show up as
I didn't. So that is an option you can pick. You can show the nickname. So
well, I've just been putting that in their last name field this whole time.
You know,
don't ask me what their last names are. I don't know.
All right. So there's one other tip. Now I know this is not going to reach out to a lot of people, but this is one of their newer ones. I like this one quite a bit for myself. I always like to follow, see who my baseball team or my American football team, see what the odds are. So you can ask Siri. So I can say, what is the Kansas City Royals going to win? Or what are the odds for the Kansas City Royals game. And I'll tell you, he said, well, Royals is supposed to lose by 2 runs, or the Chiefs is going to win by a touchdown. So that is a new option, and I've been using that, and that is pretty cool. So don't be running off to Vegas and start using this and start swearing by it, because
yeah, it is Siri. Mm-hmm. So
it is Siri. Exactly.
That's kind of fun, though, just to know.
Yeah, I thought that was cool, because you can ask it when it's the next game, and then you can say who is spec to win, and just keeps me just up to date. So obviously, sometimes it works. Sometimes
heck, Siri doesn't even know if I'm talking to a guy or a gal.
Well, I appreciate you guys for this month. This is a pretty good review of all the things that came across this month, especially the speculation for the next month keynotes, which I'm really excited for. And I don't know. I hope you guys are. You guys excited?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. New stuff. Okay. New stuff is always exciting.
That's true. But as I can predict already, so our next month podcasts, we'll be doing some review of the keynotes, mm-hmm. and see what we got right and what we got wrong, what we liked, what we hate, stuff like that. So it'll be interesting, and we'll discuss about if any of you guys got to the point where you think you're going to go ahead and bump up to the next version or not. So we got plenty to talk
about. And by the time
about
that we talk to you guys, we'll be on iOS 12, I'm sure.
That's right. iOS 12 will be dropping, so that is going to be great news
around
for all
15th,
of you.
Right?
You guys
12, 15, that. Something like that?
Well, it's typically about the following week after the announcement. So we haven't got the official announcement of this podcast. A lot of people saying the 12th. Is when they're going to keynote, it's going to drop. So who knows? It may drop probably a week after that, mm-hmm. but we'll see. So it'll be maybe 15th through the 19th. I can go with that.
And in closing, I just want to mention that all the AppleVis guys, they do a tremendous job. And I'm not saying that just because I'm here, on letting us know when some really cool things are going to be on iOS 12 or whatever version that comes out, and they do a fantastic job. And thanks to David for providing all the so far all the stuff for AppleVis. Before I met these guys, I thought, wow, these guys such do a tremendous job, and they still do, and they're hardworking, and that's about all I have to say. Just hats off to you guys, and I've known these guys for many years, so I still am just amazed at how much work they put in to the site and to so we don't go, huh, I wonder what button this is when I press it, you know.
Yeah, every time a new version drops, yeah, that's the first place I go, because there it's organized, easy reading, like, sweet, somebody else has already mm-hmm. done all this work. I don't even have to try.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I know, David, with a thank you so much for the kind words. That is really great to hear. You know, you guys are volunteers to this podcast as well, so you guys are included in the loop. So thank you as well for making this exist. And we don't make any money off this, but we sure have a lot of fun. And
that's right.
AppleVis is no doubt a resource that I don't know what I would do without it for informational, like what's new,
right,
and what's coming out, games. So it's kind of an important thing. But thank you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, none of this would be really happening if you guys didn't come to the website, listen to these podcasts. So if you have the means and you appreciate it, give them kickback if you can. Show some love.
Anything would be appreciative. Thank you to our existing listeners that have listened to this podcast month after month, and to our new listeners. So thank you so much. If you guys have any feedback or information or anything like that you want to give us, suggestions or ideas, send us an email. You can send it to us to unleashed@applevis.com. That's UNLEASHED @applevis.com. So unleashed@applevis.com. Well, I am Thomas Donovan, also known as Anonymous. I'm here with Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. Until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.